Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
Well, Merry Christmas, and thank you very much for joining me today on the Country Confidential Podcast. We usually have one or two artists on the podcast. Today, three, and all of them are performing Christmas music. Justin Fancy, coming up in just a little bit. Aaron Goodvin, also joining me on the podcast. First, though, a lot of you might be hearing his name for the very first time, but you're going to hear his name a lot more often in 2022, I am sure of it. Graham Scott Fleming, Merry Christmas, man. Have you finished your Christmas shopping yet?
I haven't started that yet.
Nice.
Which is always the case. I always tell myself I'm going to change that every year. And every year it seems to be getting a day later. So after this, I'm going to be running out to grab some stuff.
I don't blame you. We were just chatting Christmas at your parents' farm. That is
yes, a
very special. That's got to be special.
It is. And actually, it's my parents just built their dream home on the farm. They've had the farm for about 11 years, and they've always lived in my little town of Elmville. And so this will actually be the first Christmas happening in the new house.
New memories. Well, so. It'll be the first Christmas in my new house, too. So
look,
we'll have new Christmas memories for sure. What is a Christmas memory you have, though? Is there a gift that you remember getting? When you were younger, that you're like, man, I still remember getting that. That was the best.
I don't know if I could think about a gift, but I can think about a memory that happened every year that I do kind of miss. And I was actually thinking about this year. My grandma Fleming, she used to get all the kids, all the nephews and all the nieces together. And we would put on like a Christmas play in their house. And I remember they would put like cardboard on our head and like attach antlers, but I just remember the cardboard being like taped to our head, and so anytime we were taking it off, our hair would be ripping out. It was awful, but the memories of doing that play were incredible, and I just look back and laugh that that's stuff we used to do.
I love that you mentioned a play, because people are going to learn a lot more about you in 2022. But you are you're an actor. You are a Broadway actor. So you must remember doing plays or Christmas stuff right through when you were a kid, right till recently.
Yeah, I guess I never even really put that together. I've always been like I kind of just fell into acting, but I guess my grandma's the one who put me there from a kid.
Yeah.
I was always Rudolph, so always the star of the family play, but yeah, I guess it's been a kind of a cool journey to get to today.
The props are better. The hair doesn't pull out. Yeah. Man. Things that's about
the
it,
wigs though. And hats are a little more secure now.
All right, so you're gonna do a song for us. Tell us what song you're gonna do, and maybe why you chose this one to perform on the podcast.
Yeah, sure. So I'm gonna be singing "I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas" by Bing Crosby, and I just think it's, again, like, I guess looking back, it's, I just remember as a kid, there was always so much snow. Like, I remember opening my door and there was like 2 feet of snow. You had to shovel your way out. Mm-hmm. And now Christmas, like, we're lucky to get snow on Christmas. I mean, we just got the snowfall today. So, I think it was Saturday, and it's kind of stuck around a little bit, but, I just "Dreaming of a White Christmas." It's always, every time I'm coming home now, that's what I'm thinking about. I could do without the snow, but also it's so beautiful to wake up to on Christmas morning. So, yeah, I guess that's why I chose this song.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear the sleigh bells in the snow. Oh, I'm dreaming With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry ever bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Oh, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops they glisten and the children listen to hear those sleigh bells in the snow. Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be.
Such a great version of White Christmas. Thank you very much, Graham Scott Fleming, for being on the podcast. We will have a full episode with Graham coming up in January 2022. Very much looking forward to that. Well, the party can start now because I have heard that this next guest, Aaron Goodvin, throws some pretty great Christmas parties. True?
Well, I don't know about that. I'm just a hoot to be around, though.
Yeah, I know. I would just like to hang out with you for one Christmas break. I wouldn't even have to do anything. I just follow you around and laugh at you the whole time because you're funny. You're a good guy.
Well, it sounds like, you know, you and my wife could, you know, do that. You know, just walk around and laugh at me. You'd have to join the party on that one.
What's your favorite thing about the holidays? If you could name one thing that you're like, this is every year, this is what makes it Christmas for me.
Yeah, man, it's just being around people and not needing to do anything that I love, you know. Just my life is always pretty hectic, so just getting a chance to relax and take a breather and, you know, hang out with the people you love. I mean, I think that's what it's all about. So,
see a lot of artists talking about their Christmas memories as kids, like the one present they got. Do you have one present that sticks out in your mind that you're like, I remember getting that?
Yeah, when I was 12, my sister and I got a karaoke machine, and that was a pretty instrumental part, I think, in my life, because not only was it the career path that I took, but it was kind of the first step into that, like just being able to, you know, see the lyrics on a screen and be able to sing along. And you know, I think the first thing I ever sang along to was the Lion King soundtrack. So.
That's awesome.
It was a pretty instrumental gift in my life. But my sister and I just love to sing, you know, in general. So, you know, that was a great gift for us.
Did you share well? Was it like, did you just like always have the microphones? Or was it one of the cool ones that had two?
Luckily, it came with two microphones. so we could each sing at the same time. So, because there was probably not a lot of sharing going on. Yeah.
Awesome. Does your family, you guys are musical, do you guys actually get together and sing Christmas carols at all, or is that not an Aaron Goodvin tradition?
No, I mean, it always felt like we were singing Christmas songs or we had Christmas music on, because I was, you know, ever since I was, I think, 14 or 15, like I've had Christmas gigs, you know, where I would go and play a bunch of Christmas songs wherever I could. So it was always, you know, I was always like, If we were listening to Christmas songs, it was probably because I was learning them and it was over and over and over again. So, but no, Christmas is like, around this time of year, there's always so many, there's so much music around it for us, you know. We're just a very musically inclined family. So there's always music on, we're always listening. And, you know, that's partly why I love, you know, I've been able to record some Christmas songs you know, over the past couple of years, and probably will continue to do so. So
it's weird, right, to be able to put Christmas songs out. Like, how many versions of Jingle Bell Rock are there? But yours stand out. And
oh,
is,
man,
is it hard to, like, is it a little bit daunting when you start to do one because of all the other ones that have been before?
I mean, totally. And it's always like it's always a challenge because, you know, if you take a song that nobody's ever, you know, re-recorded before, you know, you kind of have a lot of freedom with it because you're like, oh, we could do this, 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 and this. But, you know, it's, for us, the challenge is always to make a Christmas song, you know, be a Christmas song, but also, you know, be an Aaron Goodwin song, you know? So it's like the challenge on like, oh, what would I normally do? And what, you know, maybe we can change this groove, or how do we do this? And so it's always, it's a challenging, you know, but doable task. And you know, I've always just kind of been like, you know, a Christmas cover guy. You know, I've never written a Christmas song before. I write a lot of songs, but for whatever reason, I've just never written one. And I, for me, it just feels like there are so many standards that, you know, that it's more, I don't know, it's just a weird thing for me. I always want to re-record Christmas songs. I've just never written them, so.
Well, you did a great job on this one. We'll let you go. Thanks for performing Jingle Bell Rock for us here on the Country Confidential Christmas podcast. Merry Christmas to you and your wife, and we'll see you in 2022 if this COVID stuff gets, you know, better.
Oh, man. Yeah, I cannot wait. I can't wait. I mean, you know, we're just always trying to get back to Canada. I feel like that's been my life for the past 20 months. So it's like, how do we get back? How do we do a bunch of shows? And so, you know, I'm sure we will figure it out. We always do. So I can't wait to come up there. And thanks for listening.
Although I thought for sure I saw it's going to be like 70 degrees maybe over Christmas in Nashville. So, you know, that's not so bad.
That is not so bad at all.
One, two, three, four.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chiming, jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Well, giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet and jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell ride. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Well, giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet, jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell ride.
Such a great version of Jingle Bell Rock. Aaron, thank you very much for being on the podcast. Well, I promised you three artists, and that's what we're going to get today on the podcast. We now bring in, all the way from Newfoundland, it's Justin Fancy. Justin, how are things going, man?
I'm great, buddy. Glad to be back, man.
Yeah.
It seems like it's been forever since we've done this little podcast thing. I can remember I was on it last time with Lainey Wilson, and I absolutely fell in love with her after that. That was a fun podcast, man. And I'm just a huge fan of Lainey, right? So, you know,
it was the best accented podcast of the year, right? Cause she has the best accent and you have a really good accent too. So
no doubt about it.
All right. So Christmas in Newfoundland, do you do the mummers thing or not? And I only ask that because it sounds so cool, and I wish it was a tradition that would come back. Maybe after COVID, maybe we can bring it back.
Yeah, for sure. I don't personally. You know, in the more rural setting in Newfoundland, it's very popular. My dad grew up on Change Islands, which is in Notre Dame Bay. It's probably a 5-hour drive and then a ferry to a remote island. But I mean, all of his childhood, it was mummering, it was going around town, you know, dressing up, whatever else. It's still a big tradition here in Newfoundland. Don't get me wrong. It's just something that my demographic and my age group kind of grew out of it. I think people still do it, but you know, it's still a very traditional
one time
thing.
One time, Justin Fancy, you have to go. I'll come over. I'll visit my wife's family in St. John's, and then we'll just go. And I don't even care. We'll just go to people's houses, and they'll be like, "What the heck? We don't do this." I'm like, "No, you do it now. That's what's happening.
Let's do it."
What do you remember Christmas in Newfoundland for you? When you look back at your childhood, what's some awesome memories you have?
The one that comes to mind is we used to, you know, as a young child, it was always music. There was always music around. That's one vivid memory I do have. It was always music. And of course, when I was old enough to play guitar and start singing, it was, you know, I was the focal point of that. So, you know, I remember becoming a teenager, kind of getting, you know, 16, 17 years old, and we'd have this huge party Christmas Eve. Every Christmas Eve would be at our household, and it would be everybody everywhere, and they'd bring instruments, they'd bring spoons, they'd bring harmonicas, guitars, accordions, and this would be the focal point of the night. It would be always music, 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 music and friends, you know, as that Semini song goes. Mm-hmm. And I learned to play music, you know, not solely from those events, but I can guarantee you I learned a new song or new, you know, something new for that day. It was a date that I'll never forget. And as the years went on and I could have a few drinks and all my buddies could have a few drinks, it was a real hungover Christmas day for a lot of years.
That's fantastic stuff. Yeah. Listen, can we get up around noon, open presents?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever get a musical present for Christmas, an instrument, even just like a CD or an album or something that you're like, you can remember?
Yeah. My first CD was Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill.
They're going to make a Broadway musical out of that. Did you see that?
I saw that. And I guess rightfully so. I mean,
I had it on cassette and I listened to it so much. It got like the cassette worn out sound. It was like, I'm just telling you, that was mine too. Mid 90s, buddy. Man,
I hear you, man. And you know, CDs were, you know, I wasn't very careful with CDs at the time, and I remember getting this huge scratch on the CD, right, and it frigged up, I think, the 7th or 8th song on that record, and it devastated me. I had to go buy a new one. I had to save up to buy a new one because I was only 15 or 16. But I remember that, and then my second one was that great big C, that big album that brought them.
Also had that on cassette. I'm just telling you that those were. Listen, she sold millions of albums of that Jagged Little Pill. We're responsible for 4 because I also had to rebuy it. It was that good. So
amazing, man. Amazing.
What are you playing for us?
This one is called Oh Holy Night. I don't know if anybody knows it or not.
Yeah,
but
buddy. Fun fact, first song ever played on radio, first music ever played on radio was Oh Holy Night.
That is amazing. I did not know that.
Really?
I did not know that.
Next time you play it for people.
But I trust you, though, Shiloh.
That's your problem. Merry Christmas. Say hi to the family, and I hope you have a great holiday. Thank you for doing the podcast, and I look forward to Oh Holy Night. I even know some of the words, but I won't turn my mic on. I won't sing. Don't worry.
My pleasure, buddy. Always a great time.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. 'Tis the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul found this worth. A thrill of hope the weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. when Christ was born. On an divine, on an divine, led by the light of a faith serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here come the wise men from a glorious land. The King of Kings lay lost and lone in manger, for all our trials, born to be our friend. Fall on your knees and hear divine, oh night, when Christ was born. Oh night, divine, oh night, divine. Truly taught us to love one another, as love is love, and his gospel is peace. Change shall he bring, for slave is our brother, and in his name all the praise shall cease. As sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus we raise, we let all with us praise, praise his holy name. Fall on your knees and hear divine, oh night, when Christ was born. Born, oh night, divine, oh night, divine.
I've heard that song done several times over the years, but man, that was fantastic. Justin Fancy, thank you very much for being on the podcast. Aaron Goodvin, Graham Scott Fleming, also thanks for your performances. Hope you have a fantastic Christmas. We're back with new episodes in 2022. Some of your favorite country artists already planning to join us on the podcast. Thanks to the smart people who week in and week out get this on the internet. And I have no idea how they do it, but thank you very much for that. And again, Merry Christmas.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time. For more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it,